You're listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
And we're here with a new segment, Goons Godly Game Grades. Oh, I almost messed it up. Almost.
Woo, saved it.
saved it. We're trying something new. You should totally support us because we want to have more fun, even though we were having fun before, but this is more fun.
Trying to branch
out. Yeah, trying to branch
for
out.
Right? More exactly. Fun. Yeah.
Right, right. Next we're going to try is cooking. My eyes get really burned near garlic. It's terrible. So, we decided that the first one's going to be Ash's Pokemon because we just like Pokemon, to be honest. And Ash's team.
And he's almost champion of the world soon. So
that's to be debated. I feel like they're gonna screw him over, but they always have to,
right? they have to keep him in the show. So he's got to lose to somebody.
Or he wins and then somehow everyone forgets from like a huge event.
Right. He goes to another region and the memory wipe happens. That happens every season.
Yeah, exactly. So he just starts in black and white. Anyway. Please make sure to, you know, talk to us. Tell us what you think. If you agree with us, between our goat and mistake mons. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, Good Pods, Amazon, YouTube, Facebook. That's where we live stream. We'll usually do it Mondays and Fridays on a special one. Twitter and Discord. There we go. I think I got them all.
Yeah.
And TikTok, if I didn't say that. So, all right.
TikTok, whatever else.
Yeah, exactly. There's too many at this point. It's just, they're asking a lot. Starting off is Mr. Mime. He was only in one battle from Ash, but I believe
he's his dad, right? Like, he's totally with his mom. So, like,
you're right. Right here.
Yeah.
Just go.
He's the I'll say he was so good though, right? In his one battle or whatever.
I would argue he's been in like three because there's been two times where Ash comes back and it's like that in-between episode where he like meets all his Pokemon at the very end of the season there's like the between seasons like 1 and 4 where he comes back and like he's at the farm and Oaks there. And then like Mr. Mime just flexes on Team Rocket. There's been like, it happened like twice. And then he just completely embarrasses the sumo mon, Hashirama? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think Naruto for a second. I'm like, am I confused? Yeah. I want to say carry because it wasn't enough screen time, but he did always just flex whenever he was in there, you know?
And when he wasn't off screen, he was still flexing. We know what he was doing. Come on.
Also keep in mind when he was against Hashirama, I think it was Reflect, and he literally could have crushed him to death. Like he used it in the most the weirdest way, and then Ice Punch because why not? So I think carry is fair. He arguably is GOAT, but like in fact he might just be like dad tier, just like on his own, just dad, just
right, his own line,
right. All right, we got Dragonite. This is a hard one because Dragonite is just a strong Pokemon in general, you know.
Right. Yeah. Like any other tier list, he would be in GOAT like instantly.
Right. Right. But he has a fair
for
losses.
Ash?
Yeah. He lost against Iris's Dragonite. I want to say he had another loss.
Right.
He did beat Lucario. He did beat Mega Lucario, in the tournament against. I don't remember any of the gym leader's name, but the roller skating one that you know. Had Lucario in the first place.
Right, gave you Lucario in the game.
Yeah, yeah. So he won against her. I think against Paul. I think he loses against Garchomp, but
his like backstory was really bad too, right? He was like the Dragonair that couldn't fly or whatever.
Right. He's like a scaredy cat. I mean, I love Dragonite. Like, I love Dragonite as a Pokemon, but on Ash's team, it's just like everyone else is Dragonite.
Yeah. just meh.
Yeah.
Taurus is GOAT.
Yeah.
100% GOAT, right? Ash has 100 of them, and he's too afraid to use them because he knows they'll stomp too hard.
Also, he totally cheated with Taurus because I want to say it was in the Battle Frontier, but. His Tauros got confused in a fight, and he returned it and immediately threw it out again to make it not have confusion. Like he's medically,
he's as bad as Yu-Gi-Oh.
Right,
yeah.
Just completely like cheated that one.
So we also don't know it was the same Tauros, right? Right? He has 100. He could have had 6 Tauros in the gate ready to go.
That's true. No one says you can't. There was never any rule that you can't have more than one, you know, of the same type. So, like, right.
I'm going to put him under mistake, right? Like, he could have used him the whole, like, first generation show.
Right. And also the mistake is that there's too many. Right, you know, right, like you can't really you can't bond to it if you don't know which one he's actually using.
Right, they're literally just cattle.
Fun fact, though, people are speculating Tauros has a regional form in this new in Scarlet and Violet because the kid that that you fight, he has a shirt that has like Tauros's face on it, but he only has like one horn, but everything else is the same. It was really interesting. Yeah, I mean, like, they could have done so much with Tauros. Like, like an absurd... He was in a fair amount of battles, but the problem is that we don't know which Tauros is in that battle.
Right, it wasn't the same or, you know, one of the other ones.
Right, so, yeah, it's not fair. I don't like, was it Buizel? That's this one, right? Or is it...
Weasel was, like... awful when he first got him, right?
Dawn
like,
had
he
him
wouldn't
first.
Listen, right? But he right, wouldn't right. listen to him.
And then, they made Aqua Jet like the biggest thing in the world, right. As if it was like the greatest move ever to exist.
And he lost a lot.
he won one gym. I think he won against. I want to say Lucario, but yeah, I think so. I know he won against some gym leader. I remember that, but I don't remember. I thought it was Lucario. I could be wrong, but there's so many gym battles. Yeah, I want to say trash. I just don't think.
Yeah.
In his defense, though, like I actually like his design more than his evolved form.
I hate Floatzel.
Yeah, it's just weird. It looks like his arms are part of like his scar, his like scuba scarf thing, and I just don't like it. It looks weird. No one, I didn't want, like, I like his design, but other than that, I think trash is fine.
Yeah.
Butterfree.
Oh, mistake, dude. Right, like, Butterfree's a great Pokemon,
right?
But not, like, there's a bunch of other better picks, right? But, like, just to give it away, that's just awful.
I think the problem also is that they just didn't know what to do with Butterfree because Butterfree had like Stun Spore and Poison Powder, but they just refused to use it. Only let him use like Gust, and it's just like why? Like,
right. They didn't want Ash to be like a Stasis user.
Right. It's like yeah. I mean, you don't have to be. Just use it like once in a blue moon. It's
use
really
Silver Wind. Use use Gust. You know, like I don't know.
Yeah, and now it sucks. He had Gigantamax form. It would have been cool to actually bring it back. Like so. Yeah,
right.
Waste of potential. Mistake. Yeah, mistake. I kind of want to put Lapras in a goat. As a goat.
Lapras literally carried them through the Orange Isle. Like, right. Literally carried them. So, at the bare minimum, he's going in carry.
Yeah. Like, in a literal sense. Carry them.
He battled a couple of times. She carried, battled a couple times, right?
Yeah, she beat it wasn't Lance, the pseudo Lance, the Orange League.
Right.
Beat the Gengar. That was like a big one. I don't remember if it was actually a gym battle, but beat Blastoise in a race in the water. Remember that?
That's right.
Yeah. But
she and I will say this is the only Pokemon I agreed with Ash giving away, right? Because it was like the lore was like it was a baby that got separated from its parents, mm-hmm. and then they found its parents like at the end of the Orange Isles, and he was like, "All right, you could go back to your family." That's good.
I always feel like it needed a pre-evolution, not like a baby mon, but just like
Lapras needs something. Yeah,
I'm glad I got Gigantamax, but in terms of Ash's Pokemon in general, I feel like I'm missing battle data. I feel like there's more that I'm not thinking about, but I also might just be wrong because I just remember that I remember against Gengar, but I really don't remember against anything else.
Right.
But I don't remember it losing either. I mean, we could put literal mid as our carry, but,
Yeah. He also reunited with him in Johto. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah, apparently they like met up again, and he was like a, or she was a full grown Lapras or whatever.
Was she like captured by poachers? He's just like, no way.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Team Rocket captured them, the whole herd. Yeah.
Oh wow, my dark joke actually was a was right. Yeah. Cool. Okay, I think. Look, go, I can't. Go, yeah, I go, can't.
There's literally no other Pokemon on this list other than maybe Charizard that like will compare to the pure power that this Pokemon has.
Honestly don't think he's ever lost a 1v1. I think like he's always beaten who he's initially up against and then loses. But he is a monster. And I would arguably say best Pokemon like Ash has ever had. I mean, there's Greninja, or we'll get into that and Charizard, but like he is such a tank that, you know, in my dude, I don't think Ash ever really like used rest or anything. He's just like full on body slammed or like hyper beamed. So yeah, I mean this thing's a monster. Snorlax is great. Like there's no problem with that. What?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I found a great list. It's Ash's Pokemon win percentage.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So, okay.
Snorlax has a 73% win. Oh, 8 wins and 3 losses.
Oh. I'm surprised. See, I want to know
the losses were because he was sleeping.
Oh really?
Those were the losses. Yeah.
Oh.
He fell asleep and stopped listening.
That's 100% to me. That's not even like that was like back when
I'm not gonna spoil it. That's like number one is crazy.
That's like that stupid clause in the first like two seasons where like oh they fell asleep it just means they're it's a knockout. Like no, there's sleep moves. Like rest exists. Like why can't my Pokemon sleep
talk?
Right.
I wish he came back for Alola and got his Z move. I forget what it's called.
It's like pancake. It's something.
Yeah, pancake. Yeah. Pancake. Something. Pulverizer.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that move was awesome. It was scary. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was really scary. All right. All right. Bay Leaf. I want to say trash.
Trash. Absolutely. Yeah, trash.
First
off, the Pokemon's trash to begin with. Right. Regardless of Ash's team, your team, whoever's team.
Yeah.
Second, it never got to Meganium, so like it never got that power spike it needed to even like compete with anything else. And it was just like, it was like they tried to do Bulbasaur again with like the lovey-dovey Pokemon that was like taking care of everybody else.
Right.
And then it was like a crybaby itself. So, just trash, trash.
Yeah, garbage. Trash. Almost a mistake, but
yeah.
Would it definitely cool if it was a Meganium? But sadly, that was like before the writers were like, oh, maybe we can actually give Pokemon their full potential.
Seriously.
Yeah. Like, did Meganium even have Solar Beam? I know it had Razor Leaf and I know it abused Body Slam.
Yeah, it gets Solar Beam.
No, I'm talking in the show though.
Oh.
Like, I don't think he ever actually had, like, his Bay Leaf ever actually had Solar Beam, which is like.
Oh, no. It had like Razor Leaf, Vine Whip,
and Body Slam.
Body Slam, and I think it learned
synthesis. No, Torterra had synthesis.
Oh, then no, Bayleaf was useless.
Yeah, Bayleaf's trash. Yeah,
bad, just bad Pokemon.
I loved
Cyndaquil.
Yeah,
right. If that picture was Cyndaquil, instant goat, right? And then it like evolved. Did a battle in what was it, Sinnoh,
Battle Frontier? Yeah,
and then it evolved, and then that was it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I would love to see it be a Typhlosion and actually be used, but
dude, seriously,
I want to base this off of Cyndaquil though, because
yes,
you know, it was only like you see it in other episodes as what's the name of this one? I actually forgot.
Quilava.
Thank you, Quilava. I was gonna say Typhlosion. Like you see it, it just doesn't battle anymore because then like you know Oak's you know forced, but basically every battle it's ever been in was Cyndaquil, and Cyndaquil was literally one of the best starter Pokemon. Granted, I hate when they don't evolve like the starters or anything like that to keep the QT factor. Right. But like Cyndaquil was like arguably one of, if not like the best, like first form fire starters in my opinion. Like design wise.
Yeah.
Just like everything around it's like adorable. It swam underwater to be a Piloswine.
That's so cool.
Like what? You swept all the time. Like it drowned itself. It's not supposed to be
right. Its moveset for a Cyndaquil was amazing. Like incredible.
It's a flamethrower, man. This dude, I want an eruption. That'd been hilarious. Just
yeah.
Use eruption. What? And just, like, the enemy just gone. Like, yeah, what are you gonna do about it? I mean, this is Pidgeot, but it really should be Pidgeotto because
right, Pidgeotto carried Ash through Kanto.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see mid. I mean, I think it was like a good. It was a good like first good bird Pokemon. I hate that it was never Pidgeot until the very end. Right. I see. I think it's mid. I mean, that's a hard one for me. I want to say mid personally, but I could see how carry really. I mean, it makes sense against a lot of the matchups and
trying to. Yeah, I'm trying to think
like his biggest
standout moments. Yeah. Right.
I think most of it's just against Team Rocket. I can't think of a gym battle it's been like actually been in.
That's true.
You know, like it's like Pidgeot was definitely, and he used it a lot for like serving when, you know, his friends went missing or something stupid like that. But like, I know it had Gust and I know it had Wing Attack. I don't think it had anything else.
I don't
I think the nostalgia glasses are on, right? And it's like Pidgeotto as a design is just cool. Like, I like his design, but as Ash's Pokemon, I think mid. I think that it's giving it too much credit.
You're right, mid. It was officially in only one gym battle, and it was against Geodude at the Pewter City Gym, and it lost. So, yeah, no.
It was?
No. Yeah. Other than that, it was all, like, outside of gym battles.
Huh.
Which makes no sense. He had it the whole time.
Right.
Like, how did he not whip that thing out? But I guess it was all, like, Charizard and
Bulbasaur,
Pikachu, Bulbasaur, Squirtle,
You know, and mind you, it would, again, really cool if the Mega Evolution came back in some way. Missed potential there. Bulbasaur. I want to say it's carry or goat. Like, there's nothing that can't, it has Solar Beam. It itself, it's not because, you see, most of the time when Ash Pokemon don't evolve, is because Ash is a crap trainer in that season. But Bulbasaur was like, I don't want to evolve. You can't make
me. I don't need to because I'll be the strongest Bulbasaur.
Right.
Yeah, goat.
I think he
was literally mother for like all of his other Pokemon too. He took care of Togepi like all the time.
Also won the battle.
He was just super reliable.
Like literally, somehow Ash went like season one mode, lost Charizard against Duskops, and then he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna use Leech Seed." later, and he like nuked like two Pokemon. No, this is like, I want to say other than, I want to say this is like one of his strongest starters, despite having like a Sceptile and a Torterra. Although I have some feelings about Torterra that you might disagree with, but he's definitely a go. Like that's not even like, even design is perfect, you know. Everything about him is great. Heracross, that I want to say carry. I think even goat, man. I love Heracross. Heracross is great in like everything.
Yeah, he always just like, he pulled it out for Ash like whenever he needed him.
Right. I mean, he lost against Darkrai, unfortunately, but that's not even a fair matchup.
Right.
Sleep Talk, he had, you know, like, he had Sleep Talk.
He was totally viable.
Like, and also, he's just cool, a simply cool design. Like, the first bug, I think he's, one of the few bug fighting, and he's just dope.
I'm going to say carry because he tried to eat Bulbasaur all the time. I can't get behind that, so. He can't be in the same tier because he's going to try and eat him again.
Bulbasaur just, like, tosses and turns, just like
Heracross, get off me.
Ash comes back, he's like, Bulbasaur, you're missing a leaf. And Bulbasaur's like,
I know.
Oh man. Woo! Oh man. Good times. Oh, Don Fan. Donnie Don Fan, huh?
I don't remember what Don Fan does like at all for.
He was because Don Fan was Fanfy. It was mostly Fanfy. Don Fan came back for the Battle Frontier.
That's right.
And then evolved, and I think he used it like once.
Banffy was pretty great, right?
Right.
I'm gonna say like meh.
I think it's fair. Very unused potential. I love Don Fan's design. Yeah. Like I really do, but I don't like how he just wasn't utilized, and it was just like a fanfy for the entire time because Ash doesn't know how to evolve or train at all.
Oh, yeah, I know.
At all. Is there even thing to discuss, obviously?
Yeah, Pikachu's like, reliable. He almost exploded and died that one season. That was fun.
See, what I don't like about... Oh, God. I hope that didn't mess anything up. Okay. What I don't like about... not even Pikachu, but it's just like he gave him Vault Tackle for the whole season and it's just never used again.
Rid of it.
And he only used Thunder like once in the entire show in the Takedown Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, why? Why not ever? Why can't he use it again? What's the...
Right. He spent months teaching him Electroweb and now he doesn't even use that anymore. Like, come on.
It's a little ridiculous, to be honest. I don't obviously go, you can't even argue it, you know, has like Iron Tail, Thunderbolt. Technically Thunder has just never used Quick Attack, Agility. I love Electroweb that when he uses it. I just wish he used Volt Tackle like once in a while. Like just as like is it that hard to animate? So what's the problem here? Like, right. Why did he forget it?
That's totally why they got rid of it, because of the animation.
But I would argue, I'd imagine the 10 million Thunderbolt is harder. Like, he used it again. Which is cool. I love it. Like, it's really cool. Like, it's nostalgic because he puts the hat on and everything. And he beat a legendary of the same type. But, Volt Tackle should just come back. That's my only complaint. Like, obviously, it's like, you literally
Pikachu's
can't argue.
Just Pikachu. Right.
Sceptile. I hated his love arc where he just couldn't do anything because he was in love. And he got his heart broken by the Tropisaurus or whatever.
I remember that.
Like, Grovyle was a goat.
Grovyle was the goat. Yeah. Treecko was the goat. Right. And then, like, Sceptile just got, like, worse.
He just got shafted. I mean, he was the only one who ever beat Tobias's Darkrai, but he also had four other Pokemon before him. So, you know,
so
it's
it was
like,
weakened.
Yeah, so obviously it was weakened.
I'll say carry just for Treecko and Grovyle.
Oh,
and they were there like the whole series. So, Sceptile was like,
Right. No, definitely. Yeah, I can agree with that because, like, he didn't get as much love as Treecko or Sceptile, but the amount of time we got with Treecko and Grovyle was just nuts. And Grovyle's design is just incredible. Like, this realistically should just be Grovyle because I would change it so it's like whoever had the most screen time, not by like, you know what I'm saying? Because you shouldn't, I mean, you would know that it evolved into a Sceptile at some point.
Right.
Okay. So I love Torterra as a design. I hated everything about him in the show. I think they made him into a very like weak Pokemon. I think he lost most battles. If you have that like that statistics up, I'm pretty sure
he's his win rate is 40%.
I mean, like,
and it should be higher. I feel like he should have had more.
Like, I don't think he ever used Earthquake. I don't think he ever used Solar Beam. I know he had Synthesis. That was like the huge thing. I want to say he had Leaf Storm, but besides that, those things, like, I just Grottle sucked. Grottle's design is kind of stupid. I love Turtwig. Yeah. I love Turtwig as a design. I thought Turtwig was cool, but then after that, it's just like, it's like they purposely made him to be bad because Paul's was better. That's how I see it anyway. But
yeah,
it's just like, I just don't remember him ever getting good wins. And they also did that weird thing in Sinnoh where where they did like some cool acrobatic move where like they'd be spinning in air and stuff. I'm just like, okay.
it made no sense.
Like, and Turtwig had it, but he used it against Craniodos. I'm like, well, you should already be beating him anyway. I'm not really seeing the issue here.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think meh is fair. Like 40%, I would almost argue actually that might be trash just on rate, but I like the design. I'll give it that.
Right. Plus, compared to all the other grass starters that Ash had, like, just way worse in comparison.
Oh, right. This is so unfair. This, like, I hate this.
Rowlet should be the GOAT, dude. The meme where he's like, oh my god, my life is falling apart. Right. Like, that just instantly makes Rowlet the best.
Right.
But because it's Ash's Rowlet, he can't be, right? Mm-hmm. He has the Everstone, and that is the worst part. He will never be Decidueye.
Right. It doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't even like it from, like, a lore aspect. Like,
no. Oh, I can't use bullet seed, so let me hold this rock. Oh, guess what? It's an Everstone. Give him a different rock. What is the problem? Come on.
You know, like, yeah, his, like, kind of pseudo-rival. Actually, it wasn't really pseudo-rival, just some basically a punk in that season. Right. You know, he had Decidueye, so, I mean, which is really weird because I think Rowlet is one of the only Pokemon lines ever where the pre-evolution has a type advantage over the final. Yeah, the final, because he's grass flying and Decidueye is grass ghost.
Yeah.
So, and it's like Rowlet is almost like the perfect leaf starter design. It's got a bow tie. Yeah.
When they announced Sun and Moon, like, I was instantly sold on Rowlet. They like nailed it.
Right. But then it's like, Decidueye is really cool. Like, I love its design. Oh, and they're just like afraid to evolve him because he was the comedic relief for that season. And it's just like, I mean, like, what's the mid form?
Dartrix.
Dartrix. Like, you could have still had the comedy part with Dartrix, at least. And then it got serious when it's Decidueye. I don't mind the comedy until it's, like, near the end where everything should be a little more serious. And, like, at least evolved him once. Come on. Right. Like, waste of potential.
Come on.
It's like,
I will say, though, right, like, though, Rowlet has to be in carry because they helped Ash win his first Pokemon.
Oh, no, yeah, right. That's
he
right.
was still always super reliable. He was the comedic relief, right? You know,
somehow learned Brave Bird and
right, you know, couldn't like, learn Bullet Seed, though, but you know, whatever,
right? Literally copied this.
What do you need Bullet Seed for? Like, come on,
yeah, that's totally fair, though, yeah, but just and also the fact he was part of the winning team, which is pretty dope,
yeah,
Swellow. I think
Swellow was like goat, right?
I don't like Swellow. I like compared to his other ones, I think it's like the most boring bird he ever had.
But he like won a ton, right? Like, yeah, he has like a
I don't think he got that far enough.
Yeah, he has a 60% win rate. 10 wins, 6 losses, 1 draw.
Then I would say mid. I can remember some clashes it had. I think it like went against the flying type gym leader. And like did like a clash against it.
Yeah, it was in 5 gym battles and then like 6 of the Evergrande conferences and then 2 at the Battle Frontier. Which
I don't
he
like,
threw him out against Swampert and Venusaur. Gosh, come on, dude.
I don't know. I don't feel a carry vibe.
I can agree with mid.
Okay.
I can agree with that. Yeah.
Well, let's call this the bird tier.
Right. Like, the starter birds are great, and then they get, like, worse.
I mean, I love that they dropped the starter bird thing. Although, granted, I would have been happy in Galar, whatever, if he had Corviknight, but I can understand why he didn't.
Yeah.
Torkoal.
Go. He jumped off a boat to go swim. He's a fire type. He's insane. Oh, my God, Torkoal. So good, dude. And his voice actor, like, Torkoal. Killed it. Torkoal!
Yeah, oh, good. The problem is he sucked. Like, he's the Rowlet problem.
From the bottom. Yeah, he's 6 from the bottom, though, with, like, in win-loss rate. Yeah, his win rate is 22%.
He tries to off himself, I mean, which is just hilarious, but like, courageous. He's like, I'll help. Jumps in the water and sings like a rock. What a monster. But he just sucked. He's like personality wise, it would be goat, but like, he's just trash.
I'm going to say meh. He can't be trash, right? He's the comedic relief.
That's fair. He's so funny. Like, I think he's trash based on like everything else, but just for personality, it carried him to meh. Almost mid.
Yeah,
almost mid. Like actually, I'm gonna put him at the front,
the top of the
top of the mat. Like, he's obviously worse than Dragonite, but his personality is so insane. So funny. Yeah, it's so nutty that he deserves. Like, I would root for him over Dragonite. Glitzcord's like one of my favorite design Pokemon.
He's like amazing, but I just don't remember him at all.
I remember it more as a Gliscor because he was a baby and like, well, he was hatched from an egg, so that's one thing. But you know, he just like he was really afraid of everything. Gliscor, he did fight against Paul. I don't think he won his matchup. Actually, no, I think he won. I don't think he won the matchup. But I think he won against a switch out.
Right.
I don't he wasn't really used a lot. I mean, they made a big deal that he learned like aerial ace and he went to like private training.
Right.
I'm going to say like very like bottom, meh. It wasn't really a lot to show.
Yeah.
He just really, above Torterra actually. Just because I love his design. I think his design is just like, it's like a weird vampire scorpion. Like it's just great. And also competitively, he's nuts.
Right.
Shiny knocked out.
Right. It was cool that Ash had a shiny and everybody was like, wait a minute, that color palette's not right.
I didn't even know it was shiny until like years after the fact.
Oh yeah.
It's like, it's such a light shiny that it just kind of sucks that, like, you know, that's like his first shiny. Right. I mean, he did happen to learn, what was it, Foresight against the Ghost Gym leader and only used and it once.
Destroy it. Yeah. And that was it.
That's like the only thing I can remember about this bird. Like
apparently he has a good win rate.
I maybe lowest tier of mid. I mean,
yeah,
it's like I like his design. Simple. It's cool. It's shiny.
He was never bad, but he never like stood out. You know,
right? and plus, you know, again, it was cool that he learned something specifically in a gym battle, but like none of it was ever super crazy. I don't remember him in anything after that, like any huge battle. To be fair, though, that generation, Ash did switch out a lot with his Kanto team, or like Kanto starters anyway.
Right.
He was still mixing it. I honestly think Gabite's trash. A mistake.
It was a mistake, dude.
Absolutely.
He could have had a Garchomp and swept whatever generation that was, and that was it.
Gen 4, and it's like, it's cool that he could learn Draco Meteor. Like, congrats. But it was so stupid. Like, it made no sense that he got it. Everyone else had, like, Cynthia had a Garchomp. I think someone else had a Gabite. Just like, why? And then he somehow pulls it off against, I don't remember the guy's name, but he had a Dusclops, and he should have won the battle, mind you, because he literally, like, was competitively playing. Like, he set up Trick Room. He, like, did all the setup strats. It was nuts. Yeah. And then, because Gabite's like super slow and just like, you know, chomping people's limbs off. He, like, it wasn't even funny either. Like, he was just kind of annoying. He just had Draco Meteor and just like, and then that's it. Yeah. Like, we were like, oh, cool, Ash finally got a cool Dragon type, but just doesn't evolve into the cooler forms.
Right.
So
he only battled three times. Right. He lost one, two. The two wins were against the Dusknoir and a Shuckle. Apparently.
Oh yeah, they were on the same team. Yeah, they were on the same team. So and the Shuckle was setting up for it. That's he brought against Dark. Oh my!
Yeah.
No, you're serious though. He actually brought it against Darkrai.
Oh yeah.
Oh my! That's so dumb. So he randomly brings back Sceptile, but I have a Charizard. Let's see here. I have another fighting type somewhere. But you know what? Gabite.
Yeah.
Hawlucha.
He was like,
I loved Hawlucha.
He was really good, right?
Yeah.
I feel like he used him a ton. He was great in gym battles.
He was a really cool non-evolutionary Pokemon. It was like perfect for him, to be honest. Like,
oh yeah.
That like it wasn't like the flop. Wait, was the Gen 5? Oh yeah, Gen. Wait, this is Gen 6. I don't remember.
That
Gen
was
6.
X and Y.
Yeah.
When he should have won.
Right. He got chapped with. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what was Gen 6's bird? Oh no, that was Talonflame, and he had Talonflame too. Okay, I was gonna say.
No, 6 was.
Yeah,
6 was Talonflame.
5 is five is Unova. 6 is I know that for a fact because they're on the same team. I like 100%.
That's right.
And also because Ash's I don't remember any of the mid forms, but Fletchingling, the Fletching Bird or whatever, he literally defended against Moltres and then he evolved. Hawlucha, awesome.
That's right.
Yeah, Hawlucha. I think Hawlucha's cool. Had Flying Press. He used like once or twice. Yeah.
He was used a ton in like gym battles and stuff.
What are his stats though?
He's 50% win rate. 6 wins, 6 losses. So
I want to say like top of mid. I don't think it's fair to put him against like next to Rallet, which also, mind you, I think he needs to be in the front.
Oh yeah.
It's like if I should really reorganize this, but
yeah, we'll do that at the end. Yeah. Like organize the tier.
Right.
But I mean he had a ton of great wins.
Right.
He won the last gym battle for him.
His shiny is so great. I love his. Hawlucha. It's just beautiful. Yeah, I think top of mid's fair. I think that's like a fairly fair place. Corphish. Wasted potential.
So Corphish, It has a 61% win rate, right?
Mm-hmm.
He won 11 battles. Can you believe that?
Wow.
He was used so much, and then he lost six. So he was used for almost like 20 battles.
And he didn't evolve.
Right. And he never became Crawdont, so that instantly drops him down a tier wherever he's going. And he never like came back to evolve like a certain other crab, you know? So like
right. Yeah. I want to like
I'm going to say but he was the comedic relief too.
Yeah, but it was not good it's at the same
it, thing as no.
Like he was not nearly on the same level as Torkoal or Rowlet, right? Like
see, I was going to say mid because of the battle record.
I want to I think near the top like of mid.
Like
behind Hawlucha. I mean, like cool, simple design. I just think Hawlucha is just, more significant. I don't remember any of the battles with Corphish, which is weird.
Right.
Also, I totally forgot. Remember with Swellow, where he was against the seventh gym leader and he was with Pikachu and they fused together and he turned golden?
Oh, yeah, dude. Swellow had some good moments.
I'm just saying, I remember that. I'm like, okay. I hate I like Oshawott's cutesy design. Over the years I actually learned to love Samurott like from a design point, and I wish I like picked him, but it's also my least favorite generation next to Gen 2. But it was just a really crappy comedic relief. That was the comedic relief, right? Like that it was Oshawott. It wasn't funny. It was like annoying.
Yeah.
There was like no funny, just super jealous for some reason. It just wasn't like
really bad in battles. When it learned like Razor Crest, right? That was like its signature move.
Razor Shell,
right? And like that was it. It was just bad.
I mean, it somehow took down I think Hydreigon against Trip. The kid who brought 5 to a 6v6 and still won because Unova Ash is trash.
Right.
Yeah. He wasn't funny. He was like, it wasn't even cool to watch. Like, also another haha. I have Aqua Jet. Let me spam it. Pokemon. So, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I love Goodra, from like every sense of the word.
Yeah. His Goodra was so good.
She got shafted so hard in the fight though against Alon, because this Alon pulls off like 3 guillotines, which has like a 30% shot. And it was totally unfair, but like, I think it tied with, not Vanellix, like the fairy, like cream, against, the guy who had the Sceptile.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. I believe they tied, which is impressive because, you know, it's pure fairy, but, you know, like Rain Dance, you saw it evolve from each stage. He literally left it, and then he's like, yo, wait, Goodra too strong.
He's like, wait, Goodra, I need you. You gotta come back to me, all right? We gotta win.
Yeah, we gotta.
And then he still lost.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Goodra.
I want to say in carry.
Yeah.
I think.
That's the right spot.
I want to say above basically everyone but Rowlett. Rowlett's just too funny.
Rowlett is like this close to going in GOAT. Yeah, right? If it like, wasn't for the Everstone.
The slight Rowlett, lore.
You would be right there.
Right. I
love Glalie.
Yeah.
Glalie is like top 5 Pokemon for me.
Oh, yeah. I love his Mega, too. Even if it was trash.
So good.
Right. I like Snorlax. I just don't want bad.
Yeah, I just don't. The problem is I don't remember anything they ever did, right?
All he did was he battled once a Snorunt, and then he evolved, and then
then he used him in the battles.
Yeah, then he used him in. I think he only used Glalie in like 2 battles, but I know one. I'm really pretty sure one of them tied.
He battled 7 times.
Oh, really? Glalie or Snorunt?
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't.
Oh, okay.
It has it combined.
Because I think my Snorunt numbers are off then, but.
Yeah, he's 50% win rate, 3 wins, 1 loss, 2 draws. And it was against a Charizard, a Dugtrio, and a Metang. So what? I'm not going to blame Glalie for that. I'm going to blame Ash for that because. What? And then it lost to a Sea King.
I don't remember that. What was this like in a movie or something or a fever dream?
Evergrande conference? Where was that?
Evergrande? Was that the end of 3? I mean, That's the only. I can't look anything up just because of the.
Looking it up.
That's really.
Yeah, that's the Hoenn Pokemon League.
Okay, so that was.
I totally remember that setup too. Seeing the picture of it, yeah.
Well, of his team?
Yeah. No, like the area that the Pokemon League took place.
Mm.
Yeah, like Glalie was like. I'm gonna say mid.
Yeah, right? I'm gonna say middle of mid. I do love his design. Like just in general, it's like a really cool ice Pokemon to give Ash. Like,
right.
What a gamble.
And that was like late right, Gen 3. Right. Like towards the end, he got Snow Run.
I think he got it after after the 8th gym battle.
Yeah, it was in between when they were waiting for the Pokemon League.
So yeah, in 50%, I think middle of mid so far is pretty. It's not a bad place for that.
Yeah. Throw him up there. Go ahead. Literally, he was the pre-Greninja and now Lucario, right?
Yeah,
like Ash was doing the fusion ha dance with this Pokemon like way back in Gen 4, and Infernape just like couldn't take it. They weren't a match, so he's gonna explode and kill Ash.
Right?
Like, ah, dude. So good.
Dude, there's literally a lot of, like, risky death. Pikachu almost died.
It's Ash's best Pokemon. It has an 85% win rate. 11 wins and only lost twice. Yeah.
That's awesome. It lost to Lucario
and Bastion, and then went back and beat Lucario.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, that's
so good.
There's nothing else to say. Infernape needs to come back for this Master League battle.
Came back and helped. All the other, all the fire type Pokemon helped Gengar learn Will-O-Wisp. They all charged up and they're just like, here you go. And then he didn't get like PTSD, but he saw Paul and he just like, oh, I hate this guy. Like, oh, I hate this guy so much. Because why is he looking at Paul weird? Like, they got some beef. I would have told the story differently, but, you know, actually, he abandoned him because he didn't have power. I'd be like, yo, Paul was a douche. Like, this guy's a monster. He literally went Super Saiyan at the end of his battle their version is Blaze, I don't know. And he just, one of the cooler fights. Yeah, he crushed it. He was just awesome. Like,
right, and every version of him was great. Chimchar, Monferno, God.
Some slight comic release, but just still just an amazing fighter. Like,
yeah.
Nuts.
Oh yeah.
I hate his shiny. It's like just slightly darker, and it's just stupid.
Oh, it's awful.
Right, it's awful. It's like
he's like goat, right?
Like, yeah. It's like it's really not fair.
Infernape.
Yeah, he literally has a spirit bomb. Aurora Sphere.
Right.
Literally. And Mega. Yeah, right? It's a Mega. Yeah.
So it's he's going to make Ash like the number one.
I never really understood why Lucario was like super popular. Like, he was like one of the first, like after Pikachu, he was after Gen 1, he was like the insane popular Pokemon, next Pokemon.
Right.
Like, there's nothing in Gen 2 or 3 I can think of that like everyone went crazy over, or like popularity wise. Correct me if I'm wrong. I can't think of it.
It was like Rayquaza, I guess.
Yeah, but like Lucario was like...
But that's like a legendary, right? Like, yeah, everybody goes crazy for those.
Right. So Lucario was like the first. Ash finally gets him, you know, and he's just stomping everyone. Like Ryolu, he was like, you know, he's a baby.
He was training him well. Right. Yeah, he did really well, like training him and making him dance. Like, it was good.
And he like now just doesn't lose because
he's a god.
I hate Snivy.
Trash mistake. I don't know what you want to call that thing, but absolute garbage.
Yeah, just
overall terrible. As a Pokemon, and just Ash's like terrible love child or whatever it was. Because that was the thing, right? It was like a girl that was in love with Pikachu and never wanted to like actually do anything. Just awful.
And it's just, you know, and like the whole thing, like, oh, you can learn a track. That's crazy. But like his rival, which was like Trip, which was like one of the worst rivals ever. Had a superior, or like it just kept slapping it around.
Right.
It was just, God, you know, it sucked.
So bad.
Yeah. I hate Snivy more than I hate Gible. Gible was like had the potential to be cool, but Snivy is just like, come on.
Right.
It's just terrible. Like, oh, I got Leaf Storm. Like, okay. I mean,
yeah. Woo.
Woo.
Great.
Pygmite had so much potential, and I love the meme in terms of the, another game we played in terms of Pygmite, but like
he was trash.
Yeah, he was trash.
Tepig, I will say, was like, know, you were rooting for the underdog, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that was the whole story for Tepig.
Right.
And then Pygmite was just like, just awful.
They're just like on their kick of firefighters and still, yeah, and they're just like, oh, we need to give Ash the next firefighter. But like, Embor's right, so much cooler.
Right. Like, it would have been different if they actually fully evolved him. And
right.
Not
right,
like left him at Pygmite. But yeah, I'm going to say trash.
Just, yeah, like he wasn't a mistake. He was just like,
he was just bad. Right, he was used a ton. He had a ton of battles. And it just, I don't know. He could have been better.
Right.
I think the problem was that whole generation, though.
Oh, definitely.
Like, Ash was literally, like, he was shafted from the start.
No, they did, like, a reset. He just turned stupid. He just didn't, like...
Oh, yeah.
He was just, it was just ridiculous.
It's like, I'm going to use this grass type against a fire type. Ash, what?
Stop. Stop. Tranquil, right? That's the...
Unpheasant.
Unpheasant. I can't remember a single significant battle with this thing.
No, it was like the worst of the bird Pokemon, right, and the absolutely, bird Pokemon are already bad, so.
Absolutely. Is it a mistake, though?
No, trash. It was trash.
Yeah.
I mean, that whole generation was a mistake, but,
right,
you know.
Right, yeah, like, it was just super, even the design sucks. Like, I get it has a different form for boys and girls, but, like, it's just bad. It's so, like, it's even, it, like, I don't want to go in depth because there's not even much to talk about. It's just, like, nothing memorable about it. I, like, P-Dub into, the, you know, his forms just weren't cool at all. It's just trash. They're just trying to copy Gen 1 with, like, the birds coming back, you know? Or, like, the team, like, all the starters and then Bird.
Yeah.
So, Bulldor. Actually, I like Bulldor.
I feel like he was great in the show. I feel like he had like a lot of good battles.
I wish he got an evolution.
It sucks he's locked as a Bulldor forever because he's a trade evolution,
right? I mean, I say meh, like,
he didn't stand out. He did some good stuff though.
I think that's fair. Staraptor. Goat, maybe.
Or
very top of carry before Rowlet. I don't, very hard to say. Staraptor was insane. Bird?
No, Talonflame. Put Staraptor right there. That's a good spot.
And for anyone listening who should be watching on Spotify or YouTube, it is between Rowlet and Goodra. There we go. I couldn't remember it. In our carry tier.
In carry.
He just did everything. It had close combat. It was body slammed by Paul's Gashadon, and actually, like, close combat on the ground, and just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Ash really used him literally the way he's supposed to be used, right? He used him against three grass types and two fighting types, right?
Mm.
Ash had a brain in Gen 4. Can you believe it?
What are his stats?
50% win rate. 5 wins, 5 losses.
I feel like it's so much more.
And he lost to... like Armaldo, Drapion, Abomasnow, like stuff he should lose to.
Right. So, yeah, right.
So, but like his Gen 4 team, like Staraptor, like was goated, not just in like in the games too. Like Staraptor's just like a great Pokemon.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. It was really good in his time. I hated Palpitoad.
I hate Palpitoad. Yeah. Does Palpitoad evolve? Or is he the evolution?
No, he evolves from Timotoad, right? And then evolves as Seismitoad. Seismitoad's cool.
Oh, that's right.
Seismitoad's shiny is actually really good, but Palpitoad.
That was that Gen 5 trash, right? Just trash. But put him with the rest.
Like all he did in the show was just use Mudshot and just like swung him, and that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like I don't know why you needed another water type. He's part ground, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just sucked. The character sucks. There's no evolution. He caught him as that, and then, you know. That I think they were trying to actually copy the Squirrel Squad because he was part of, like, a bully group, if I recall correctly. I know he's in, like, there's some group of them, and then it's just, trash. But, like, I'm seeing a coincidence here. Four out of the six in trash so far.
Yeah.
Totodile. I am conflicted, man. I love Totodile's design.
Totodile was the great comedic relief.
But he sucked.
but he stated his win rate is the fourth to worst at a 20% win. And like, it should have evolved. Right? They made it into a Croconaw.
They made it like as if he didn't even want to battle, like kind of like Apom, but like
right, but like it was worse because he filled a slot for like right. most of Gen 2.
And the other crime about this is that he had to fight Misty for him because they didn't know who caught him. Like, why did you give Ash Totodile if you weren't gonna like yeah? And I love Croconaw. You know, the cool design. Like give us that. That would have been way cooler. And you could have kept him there. I would have been happy. Like for Alligator would have been awesome, but. Yeah, better than Bayleaf. Mistakes were made.
I'm gonna say meh.
Yeah, I think very bottom of meh. Like,
yeah,
terrible.
Like very close to trash.
His design really helps. I don't think he was ever funny. He just tried to be. Right. So, Melmetal.
Go.
Yeah, it's not
literally fair. Alola is just goat. Right.
The problem here is that it's a mythic though. Like, it's not even fair because it's like literally a step above the rest.
Right. Put another tier above goat and just put like mythic, and we'll throw like we'll throw him and Nurgandle there.
Well, not fair.
Or Naginadel.
Yeah, I mean, granted, I don't think he actually did that well, but
no, he like lost.
Right? Didn't I mean?
I
didn't
see him.
I know he lost against Incineroar and against the Professor at the
right.
But that's also right. That's like, I think that was the only battle he's in.
Yeah, because he evolved literally on the way to the grand finals, right? Or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he was ever actually used like as a preform.
Yeah, he one win, one loss.
Okay.
So yeah.
But he's a mythic, so it's like, it's not even fair because realistically, if you gave him more, he's just ridiculous. Livani, man,
she was like the best right of Gen 5. right like we got something out of that generation, but like still awful.
Right, it's just awful.
Like, you still put it in the trash tier, but like in front of the rest of the
yeah. It was, I mean, like, he used it well. It's just for some reason it's just
right,
it just wasn't.
Livani was just like a stupid pick for him to get. Like,
yeah, it made no sense whatsoever. Right. Like, they kept doubling up for some reason. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
Ooh, Crockett. I want to say Carry.
It's Carry or Go.
Yeah.
Right. Like, he was so reliable.
He did evolve and beat Iris's Dragonite, but Dragonite also had like a anger management problem during that time. So,
right.
Either way, I mean, still cool though. The glasses and everything, Stone Edge. That he abused.
He fought that Sock, and that was a sweet battle.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
he's number three for win rate. He has a 75% win rate.
Then, if he's that, I think very bottom of GOAT.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, he's really cool, and he's good.
Right. Crocodile.
Croc-a-rock. I just picture it in, was it Irwin's voice from Billy and Mandy? Why does this exist? Why
Scraggy did so good, and then just nothing. It was just Scraggy the whole time.
And they also played on the meme with Focus Miss, because like literally he used Focus Blast 100 times against I forget who, but he literally missed all of them. It was like the meme.
Yeah.
And it's just like I like his design, but I honestly expected the whole time it was gonna evolve, and it would have made sense too. Like,
right. Scrafty would have just been great to have for
Him. Yeah, like, not overpowered, like, a cool design, it's a fighting type, like, why? But...
Maybe... It was also, like, a very weird, like, Eggman.
True.
Ash, yeah. Right? Like, I'm gonna say mid.
Really? I was gonna say meh.
He was funny, right? Like, oh, his pants fell down, haha. Like, as a kid, I feel like that was funny.
I just can't...
bottom of mid.
I can't... Like, very... if that's the case, then
No. Never mind. I take that back. He's not in front of Torkoal.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Like, I just can't.
He's in man. Like, yeah, right in between Torkoal and Dragonite.
I was like, I can't put him above Dragonite and Torkoal. Like, I just can't. I almost want to put him in front of the birds. Like,
yeah, they need to move down.
Yeah,
I feel like they're in the wrong spot.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think if anything, it should be like this. It should be these three here, and that which is near the bottom mid, in front of Totodile. But then Torkoal and Dragonite move up to mid. Because realistically, Dragonite, while he isn't doing great, he's just a powerhouse. He's just afraid. Right. And Torkoal is just so hilarious.
Torkoal's humor literally is going to carry him all
Torkoal
the way
gets the best upgrade. He definitely goes to the top of mid. That's
he's the best of mid now.
And then I think... okay, you know what? I'll put him here. So Torkoal top right of mid, Hawlucha second, Dragonite middle of mid, Corphish, Glalie. I think that's fair.
That's
more accurate. Mistake. Primeape.
Primeape?
That's not his fault, though. That's the thing.
No. You gave him away as soon as he evolved, and he was in his prime. Like, come on.
Yeah, that was really stupid. I didn't understand, like, the purpose of it. Like, didn't Butterfree already get released by that point?
Oh, yeah. It was, like, a week span he got rid of two of his Pokemon.
It's like, why? Like, I mean, I thought it would have been cooler if he had a Mankey that evolved into Primeape. Like, it was a fighting type. I don't know why he didn't get any in the first gen.
Oh, yeah. Right? He could have had Hitmonlee, Hitmonchan. Like, come on.
I'm going to put him above Gible and Snivy, though, because we don't know what he could have been, but he also is
He's
better.
Like the greatest mystery of this, like, Pokemon anime.
Okay. Now, I think we can both agree that Greninja's GOAT, right? Because Ash Greninja and stuff like that. However, I want to either in front or behind Snorlax. I mean, Ash Greninja... Realistically, he should have won Kalos. They lost because, you know, writers didn't want to make Ash happy, right? Greninja's insane design, great, like, backstory.
Right.
Like, somehow fused with Ash.
Right.
It's like, is it
wrong? I was
going
to say,
wrong?
It's down to their win rate, right? But okay. They're tied. They
really?
Both have 8 wins, 3 losses, 73%.
And he also, I didn't even tell you this, he also teaches... Lucario to do the Aurora Sphere thing.
He's in front of Snorlax until Snorlax comes back in these last couple episodes. All right, I'll agree to that.
Okay, that's fair. You know, Greninja just amazing. God, the Kalos animation. I think they had a meeting. Like, hey, what if we? They're like, sir, we have a lot of money left over for anything we want to use it on. And they're like, what if we use like. $1 million on the animation budget this season and to make the fight scenes insane. It's like, really? Like, yeah, let's go for it. And then just like the Kalos Cup or whatever it was called just like blew every other Pokemon battle out of the water. Like it was insane.
So good. Right. They killed it with X and Y's anime, but they just refused to let Ash win until the next season when he wins for whatever. Anyway.
I would rather have him won Kalos than Alola.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, not to diminish his Alolan team, because, I mean, realistically, his Alolan team's technically better, with the exception of Rowlet.
He had two goats in a row. That's true. It was insane.
Right. Talonflame.
Talonflame's the only bird now that should be in mid.
Right.
Because he fought a Moltres.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, head on. Mm-hmm. And that's it. That's the only reason.
I think Talonflame did pretty well, like, in the whole...
Yeah, he was good throughout the whole thing, I think.
Oh, yeah, I mean, the thing is, he's just overshadowed by the rest of his team because he had a Noivern, Goodra, Greninja, Pikachu. Right. You know, it's like the rest of his team was just way cooler, even though Talonflame's insanely cool as a, like, probably like the coolest designed bird Pokemon or like, you know, like starter bird. What is the word for it?
It's like the Route 1 bird.
Okay, yeah.
They call them.
Right. Even though they refuse to put Charizard in its full potential by giving him a Megastone or Gigantamax, obviously he's a goat.
He's a goat. Yeah.
It's just like probably.
I'm gonna say.
You think it's too high?
I'm gonna say no. You can leave that there, but I would say move Infernape up, like behind Charizard.
That's fair. I like that.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, obviously Pikachu's so good. I mean. It gets his fair...
Right, Pikachu's the mascot, whatever. He gets all the love.
But, I like that. Good job.
Noivern?
I love that it took down Salamence, but I think it traded.
Right. Yeah, it was, like, really unused potential, I feel like.
Because Noivern was, like, a baby mon, basically, so you couldn't really use it.
And then Noivern was like his first dragon type, right? Right? Noivern's a dragon type?
Yeah. But I mean, yeah. I'm not sure if he got, like, I think he had Gudra first, or like the pre-evolved Gudra before. Well, actually, speaking, Gablite is his first dragon type.
Oh, right. But, you know, that was awful.
Like, we don't talk about that. Yeah, yeah. What's his win rate?
It's at zero.
Really?
This list has only official battles. It doesn't have, like, outside battles, I guess, with, like, Team Rocket and stuff. Mm. But it lost to Weavile in the Luminous Conference, and then it had a draw with Salamence. So
I guess either top of mid or I can't put it in mid because
it does not match up with Torkoal.
But it's like right? It's like technically literally better than the rest of mid. Right. Like they just didn't give it enough time to like be good.
Right. Right.
They're like, we finally give Ash like a good dragon type. All right, let's kill his hopes and dreams. Now they put in Incineroar, even though he never battles Incineroar, and it kills me to this day. Like, I want to see that so bad, and yet they refused. They refused to give me that.
He evolved and then like died, right? That was what happened with Incineroar.
They traded like Incineroar versus
Incineroar,
Incineroar Cat or something. Yeah, Ash had the mid form, and then the Professor had the Incineroar. And they traded, and it looked like, you know, Ash's side won, and then he evolved, and he was just, like, dead standing.
Right.
And it's just, like, then you just never see a battle again. I'm just like, come on. What's Torkat? That's his name. What's Torkat's stat?
I didn't even see him on this. Oh, this is only up to Kalos. Oh,
okay.
That's my...
okay.
I'm going to assume it was pretty high, though. He had lit in, like, I think it was the first one in Alola, right?
I think so. Something like that.
So, yeah, I'm gonna say...
bottom of mid. I think
I'm gonna say bottom of carry.
Really?
Right? Like he's better than Torkoal.
I disagree. Torkoal's personality. No, hold on. Hear me out. Torkoal was so funny, right? Yeah, he lost, right. But like
Torkoal is like slowly moving his way to goat.
Yeah, but it
the more we talk about him, I need him up there.
But it's like
not fair.
But it's like but like if you look at carry, all of them besides Rallet, because of just on design and like, you know, personality alone, they all could take on Torkoal. But Incineroar could beat Sceptile, could beat, not Heracross, maybe Mr. Mime, probably Staraptor because he's not a fighting type. Right. Definitely Quilava, Bulbasaur. And I would love to see the matchup against him against Charizard or Infernape, but it's just, I don't know, man. I just don't think it's fair to put carry because there's nothing, I don't remember anything memorable. Torkoal was like, you know, it's like he used Max Flare, which, okay, but.
Right. Yeah.
It's hard. I'll
say mid.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to.
He's like mid right next, right behind Dragonite. Talonflame,
This is a tough one. I want to say like near the top of carry because he did.
He literally carried.
He was the winning Pokemon in the cup.
Right.
He beat his like dark form, and you know it was just like, and for some reason they decided to give him the third form, which is like the midden or what the sunset form, whatever. Excel Rock, you know, like any cool design Pokemon. I think he won a lot more once he evolved from Rockruff.
Right. Yeah.
It's just
say right behind Rowlet.
I was gonna say like I just don't. I like that. All right. Squirtle. Very bottom of goat.
It's 100%. Had a great win rate. He had 60% wins.
Hydro
like,
pump.
Just yeah. He was always reliable, just like
Squirtle's. He saves people.
Literally, he raced them over to Mewtwo's island in the movie.
Somehow.
Like they wouldn't have been able to get there if he couldn't swim. Like just go.
Yeah, he was really. He came back to beat the Battle Frontier. Like,
oh yeah,
yeah. He might not be as iconic as Bulbasaur, but he's just great.
And he had a good reason to never evolve, right? Because of the Squirtle Squad,
right. And so. He had Skull Bash. He had, like, everything. He was stacked.
He was a Blastoise without being a Blastoise.
Right. What is this one called? Niang?
It's Naginadal or Nergandal.
I want to say
Naginadal. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I would say not fair, right?
That's right. It's not fair.
Yeah,
he's an ultra beast.
Yeah.
He's an evolved ultra beast that is a dragon poison. Yeah, no, that's. I mean, like, he was really cool and came back just to help Ash out, right? But realistically, it's not fair to have. It's like the bias fight, like, which just made no sense. It's like, come on,
right?
And they made it worse with Latios. Give me a break. That was so stupid. Oh, yeah. You know, like, what's wrong? What's wrong with you?
Yeah,
I kind of wish Lucario didn't exist because it's so cool that he has Sirfetch'd.
Like, yeah, Sirfetch is getting so drowned out in this series with everybody else.
Yeah.
It's sad because he could be like, he could be the GOAT.
He has Meteor Smash where he literally does like, you know, it's just like Hyper Beam for fighting moves. It's his own where he uses a lance. His fight scenes are awesome. When he was a Farfetch'd, it was just like, he was just like, I want to be the best. Like, he was like the series, he was like Paul. He was just like, I need to win. You just fighting the whole time, and then he went to like a night school, and you just like figured like, yeah, they're dead. Like, if they don't make him evolve for riding, and then he finally fought Galliot again, and he won. Like, he's just like, he's a goat in my heart. That's the thing. Like,
it's a cool Pokemon for Ash to have, right? Like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
a gimmick evolution that like
I did not expect him to have a Farfetch'd,
right?
Like, completely left field.
Yeah.
A lot of these is like, it's like, I mean, what's his name? Ice Ball, our favorite.
Glalie.
Glalie. Like, that was a left field one. Baldur, I'd say, is a left field one. He was like probably the most left field. I was like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to say, like, it's like, they don't give him enough time. I want to say, like, either near the top of mid or bottom of carry.
Yeah. I'm going to say right behind Sceptile. Right, because he definitely did a lot more in battles than Torkoal did.
Right. And he tries his best. Yeah. He fights all the time. He's like the coolest Pokemon. He just always wants the battle. He just, great. Bottom carry. Like, he totally could do it. They just need to give him the air time to like prove himself. This is a crappy comedy relief that's just really strong.
Yeah, I'm going to say Mistake. I won't put him in trash, right? Because he's not like a trash Pokemon, Dracovish, but like, he's just not being used to his potential.
Like, he destroyed Iris's Dragonite, literally, like, ate him and then used Ice Fang, like, big galaxy brain. But just like, he can't swim, mind you. Like, he was in a water episode, he just walked the whole way, which I think is funny, but it's just like, I don't know. It was kind of disappointing.
Just useless. I don't know.
You know, he looked ugly because of like the whole reason of how he's created. I would have preferred most other Galar Pokemon, but yeah, I think he's a mistake. Like, he should not be on his team at all.
Right.
Or I guess he's actually just an abomination. He shouldn't exist. Kill me. Kill me. Muk. I love Muk, and I wish he got an I wish Ash got the Alolan form. I think that would have been hilarious. That was like
So Muk has a 50% win rate, right?
That's good.
His only win was murdering that Bellsprout, like literally smothering it to death.
That was awesome.
And then it lost against a Blastoise in Johto League, I guess.
I don't remember that at all,
but yeah. But Muk was like always there on the phone, and he would like try to murder Professor Oak. Like, that was always
he
funny.
He loved Ash all the time.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, right before, right behind Torkoal, just for like personality and like,
just like he was great. He was like super reliable to Ash. Like,
weird physical plot armor destroyed a Bellsprout that was nuking a team. Like, super powered. That probably in not fair tier, but like the only fighting type Bellsprout ever to exist. I feel like the alternate form. Like, she got like a Lola, just like the fighting Bellsprout. Like, Okay.
Gengar. They love Gengar
in this.
Oh, dude. We were talking about this before we started, though, going over and making sure all the Pokemon were there, though. But Haunter's not there. His like original Gengar. So, you know, honorable mention to that Haunter that helped him once and made Sabrina laugh and gave him the gym badge.
Yeah, so Gengar can Gigantamax now, and he's wrecking with that. He has Ice Punch for some reason. He just learned Will-O-Wisp.
He's just viable.
Right, and he was, like, literally left behind because some idiot was like, I don't want you anymore, even though it's a Gengar.
That dude is doing terrible, I hope.
It's like I can almost see Gengar thrashing almost a lot of the GOAT, but it would never happen. But, you know, I could see it happening. He's awesome. He definitely deserves to be a GOAT. It's like, it's hard to deny that. I don't know anyone who could like, oh, well, he's not good. No, he's a GOAT. That's just.
No.
And then, wow.
Okay. This last one, Kingler, right? He's Ash's second highest win rate Pokemon.
Really?
Can you believe that? 80%. 80%? Four wins, one loss. Yeah.
I mean, that's not a lot, but...
Its only loss was to Arcanine, and that was because it just had, like, this huge battle with Cloyster, where it evolved, and it was, like, super weak, and Arcanine literally came in and just, like, fire blasted it.
See, like, I barely consider that a loss, because, to me, it's like, if they take down someone before they go down, to me, that's just a win.
Right.
You know, it's like, at very least a one-for-one, and you made the other Pokemon tired out. That's how I do it. I mean, with... That's not like a huge sample size, but that's still very good.
Right. And all his wins are in the Indigo Plateau. I guess he never used Krabby in gym battles, I guess. He brought Krabby out for that. And then it evolved and it was like, oh my God, they learned Crab Hammer. It's great.
I mean, I want to put it, I mean, maybe the bottom of Kerry. It's like he had no personality, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's like right. His win rate's really good. It's like he's GOAT based on win rate, but like he wasn't really shown
Krabby
off.
Krabby was just funny,
right? Oh, okay, that's true. Yeah. And that's the list. Unless we want to go over any corrections.
I think Rowlett should be in GOAT. I think he shouldn't be in that row with all those people.
You know what I think? I think that he's above Gengar, and I think Torkoal is the head of carry.
Yes.
Just 100%. Based on...
Yes. Like, just the jump off the boat, dude. He's trying to kill himself. He's so good. I hope Torkoal comes back and he's like Ash's ace for like him against Leon. It's like, Charizard, wait till you meet my goat. Dude, oh my God.
It's like we're laughing about, but it's like we're talking about the anime, right? And he's just so funny.
Right.
I'd rather see him on the show than see, like, you know, Snorlax win a battle because Torkoal just does something funny. So it's like, you know, I can see people disagreeing with that, but you should know how funny he is.
Right.
As I'm thinking about it, I feel like Dragonite should be the top of mid. It's a Dragonite after all. You know?
He should move up.
Maybe to carry if that, but he doesn't have a good win rate. What's his win rate? You said you don't.
It doesn't tell me.
You know what? Actually, no. I think bottom of carry because realistically, the more he battles, the more Dragonite's gonna get better, right? And it's a Dragonite. Right.
There's a ton of more battles coming for Dragonite. So.
It's like he could beat more than half of the carry team. He just doesn't have the stats and like the experience. Mid. Let's see. Mux at the top. Hawlucha should probably be the first, right? I mean,
yeah.
And then it's like, I want to put Incineroar farther, but he's not. He wasn't an Incineroar. He was just
right. Torracat forever. Yeah, that row's good.
Go. Let's talk about Go for a second. Greninja's first. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think I want to put Infernape right in second because he was like, he had his own anime
so
arc.
Hype. Yeah. Right. He had his own anime arc. Like, he had to find himself.
Right.
You know, that's so good.
Got over anger and abandonment issues, literally. And then Snorlax just eats everything into the tank.
You know? Right. Snorlax is just super reliable.
Right.
He's super reliable. Is Charizard.
I think Lucario should be behind Charizard.
Kulava should probably be the
bottom.
No, Cyndaquil is just so good. I keep seeing Quillop and I'm like, no, he was terrible. Why is he up there?
Right.
But no, Cyndaquil,
I think it's fair though.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Because it's like, yeah, Bulbasaur is obviously not as strong as the other ones, but he was like the mother of the team and forever after. Pikachu's, right. I mean...
Always came back and destroyed, like, Pikachu's always just there.
The only problem, yeah, it's like, Pikachu's the only one I would move around, if that, but it's like, it's not really fair, because he's just the mascot, like, they're gonna make him as strong as they want to make
him. Right, so he has, like, he has a 60% win rate, right?
Oh, good.
But he's been used in 60 wins and 37 losses. Hmm. Like, everybody else totaled does not even equal that. Like,
right.
it's not fair.
Right. Yeah, it's not fair. It's just, you know, it's like, but you have to put it down because, and 60% is still good. It's still really good, actually.
Right.
Crocodile, I mean, actually, I think I'd put Squirtle above Crocodile.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd probably put Rowlet, too, in front of Crocodile.
Yeah.
And Gengar. I think actually he should Gengar. Be the bottom. Yeah. I love Crocodile. Yeah. Like, yeah. Sorry to put you down. You're still a goat.
You're still a goat, but you're like the weakest of the goats.
Right,
They like hang out without him.
Like he just has
they
a
have
cool...
a group chat without him or something.
I think in the newest episode, or whenever everyone hears this, he's like, when you see all the other Pokemon from Ash's teams, he's like sleeping with Snorlax, like under a tree. Which is like, that makes sense. I like that.
That's
just
awesome.
Like the shade.
Yeah.
I think Lapras should be near the bottom of carry. Actually, I think Lapras should be at the top of mid.
Like, he literally carried them.
Oh, that's okay. Right.
He has to stay in carry. Yeah.
Right.
But he can be bottom. But literally like carried. Literally carried them. Yeah.
I think Sceptile should be behind. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm thinking. I have the same problem
Trico
with you.
And Grovyle.
Yeah, Grovyle make up for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Mr. Mime should be at the very near the bottom though.
Yeah,
he was really cool. We just need to see more.
Right. Yeah.
Other than that, I mean, I think Carrie's
pretty
fine.
Solid.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
All right, let's just do it. Torkoal, welcome to Goated, buddy. You're here, buddy. That jump off the boat,
dude. You jump off the boat. Yeah.
Oh, that's so good, dude. Oh my god. Okay, this list is complete. It's perfect. Oh, I'm tearing up. It's so good, dude. I need to watch it. I'm pulling up YouTube.
All right, guys. I gotta play the outro. Oh, man. Okay. Well, if you like this, I hope you did. This is a lot of fun for us. Hopefully we'll do more. This was really fun.
This was great. This was so much fun.
Yeah.
I hope you guys like it.
Yeah, please. Yeah, let us know. And if you want to debate us on it, by all means, we'll definitely talk about it. Talk to us on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, where we do these live. Really help out if you follow the page there and TikTok particularly. Rate us on Spotify, Apple, literally anywhere you listen to this. We have Instagram, so we're going up on there with reels and stuff. Follow us on there for cool pictures of stuff that we own. And I think that's everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see you guys next time, and how are we going?
Bye-bye.